there's been, for example, a case where somebody had been a victim of sexual violence. And they were told that their case was going to be prioritized within the system, again, in the with the sort of knowledge of the context of what we're all going through. And unfortunately, that case was delayed and then delayed again, and then at very short notice, delayed a further time. That's an example, and that's a particularly unfortunate one, because the impact for an individual where they have to go and give evidence, you build yourself up to a date and then it's cancelled. You build yourself up to the next date, it's cancelled. And when it's cancelled at short notice, that really has such an impact on an individual, and it impacts on their resilience. You need to be resilient to actually come forward and give evidence in court or to give evidence remotely. Even with all the special measures around you, it still takes a toll. And I think what people may not be aware is that it's this repeated cancellation, repeated delays, and that it can be done at very short notice. And that can happen for a number of reasons. So I'm not going to say that that's entirely due to COVID, but unfortunately, people work within the system, and sometimes the system is not necessarily focused on victims. We were, and as a victim of crime, you didn't ask to become a victim of crime, and you didn't ask to be a part of this system, but you are expected to conform to it. And I think that's the worst case scenario. I don't think that that is something that happens or happened very frequently or terribly frequently, but it does happen. And that isn't really acceptable. I think heading into COVID, it was already a challenging situation. There were already delays. There were already issues with the way that cases were being processed through the criminal justice system. That's not unique to Kent. I think that was a picture that was reflected across the country. COVID has certainly not helped it. I'm speaking as a representative of victim support, and therefore I will say that absolutely there are issues to do with resourcing. I would love to see more money devoted to ensuring that victims get the best possible service. I think it's fair to say as well, sometimes it isn't just about money. There are other external factors that come into it. But you would have to admit that actually resourcing has been an issue and continues to be an issue.